Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, May 17th, which means that tomorrow's the 18th, which is Danny's
birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Danny. So how old are you today or tomorrow?
31.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean you're starting 31 or wrapping up 31 years?
What do you mean?
People always ask that, you know.
I've never heard anybody ask that ever.
No.
No.
It's like, are you starting your 31st year or are you wrapping up the 31st
You're starting year? It.
Not
what
really.
What kind of question is that?
Not really.
Yeah, that's
no,
bizarre.
You've completed 31 years. You're going into your 32nd. Think about it.
No, Sam, I'm turning 31, which means I just finished my 30th year.
Right, which is how many years is that total?
31 tomorrow.
31. So you completed 31 years. It's not like you're going to be 31 tomorrow. I mean...
No, I finished 30 years.
Right.
Which means this next 365 days is my 31st year. What? You're weird.
Listen, if you count one...
Yeah.
Okay?
Two, three,
how many
four.
Years have you lived?
What are you talking about?
If you count like one, okay, you're 1 year old, right?
Okay.
How many years have you lived?
If you just turned one?
Yes.
You lived 1 year.
1 year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 31, when you're 31, how many years have you lived?
31 years.
Ah, that's what I'm saying. So you're starting your 32nd. You're going to be like 31 in a day, 31 in 2 days. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's really
we
crazy.
Always have that funny argument in my family because... everybody thinks it's
that's a really frustrating conversation.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take you out of it, by the way. How does it feel to be 31?
I don't know. I've been telling people for like weeks now I'm 31.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
No difference, right?
Yeah. I feel like the milestones are the big ones. Like 25 right. was a big deal.
Yeah.
I think 35 might be a big deal because you're like halfway to 40.
Right. Was 30 a big deal
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, I think 30 was a big deal because I was like, oh my God, I'm no longer in my 20s.
Right.
But
right.
I've like now 31 is just like me.
Yeah.
You know? Blessed and happy to be alive.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So you were actually here already last year, right? For your birthday.
Yep. Oh, well, I wasn't here for my birthday weekend
because
I was filming.
You were on the show, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember.
Yep, sure
yeah, so
was.
30 should have been a big deal, but oh well. The thing is this, look, make it all about you, you know, doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah.
Go splurge a little bit, you know, maybe
I don't really want to do
something.
Much. I'm going to dinner tomorrow night, I'm going to the club, and then Sunday I'm going to go see John Wick 3 by myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it starting tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My sister's going by herself. I was like, let me know how it is.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go by myself on Sunday.
Are you going to want to know what's going on, like the ending before you see
that
it?
That movie is too complicated to explain.
Yeah.
Because it's an action movie. So right. even if she tried, but I will ask her if he dies or not in it.
Okay. I don't think he's going to die. If he hasn't died yet from all those.
Supposedly he dies in the third one, which is this is the third
really?
One. Yeah. I'd be pissed.
Supposedly, what, there was like rumors?
Yeah, I'm like, that's not cool, because when that means John Wick 4 is not coming out.
How many do you need, you know?
5. It's so good.
Yeah, I found it to be kind of repetitive, but I know you love it.
I love it.
I'm not going to argue with
you. I've seen the first and the second one so many times.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like so, I didn't even realize it was coming out this weekend.
Right.
She just told me on the phone, I go, what?
You're probably the biggest fan of this movie.
Yeah.
I never heard anybody talk about it like that.
No. Except for my sister. We both love it.
That's funny. So, so are there any other movies starting this weekend?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Not a clue. I didn't even know that was starting. She had to tell me.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been watching TV.
Oh, so you don't know what's going on.
I've been a busy bitch.
Yeah, which is good. No, doesn't it feel accomplished?
You accomplished
it's something?
It's good, but sometimes I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like last night I had to work a double because the girl that was closing
uh-huh.
called out.
Really?
So I was supposed to be there till 9. I didn't leave till almost midnight.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to be there at 1. I was like, you can switch my shift to the closing shift. I'm not coming in at 1.
Yeah.
No way. I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock to get ready for work.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy, man.
Yeah. So I close tonight, so I'll be there till like 1:30, 1:15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow's my birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sleep in.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Go somewhere like during the day. Aren't you going to do something?
No, I just
want to
chill. I'm all, yeah.
Then chill on the beach or something.
If it's going to be nice, I'll for sure go to the beach. Yeah. Or I'll go to a pool or something. Let me see what the weather's supposed to be like. I thought it was supposed to be rain tomorrow or something.
No, Sunday maybe. But tomorrow is going to be a nice day, I think.
Let's see.
We'll see.
No, cloudy and 60. I won't be at a pool or at the beach. So. Yeah.
Well, you can walk.
Why couldn't
the
weather be like this today?
You can walk on the beach. Besides, you don't know what the, you know, the weather's going to change. They're never right.
Ew. Last May, it was like at this time, it was like 100 degrees.
Really? Yeah.
I'm so confused. Mm. Like, I remember filming and we were outside when we were filming and I was like, it's blazing.
Right.
Now it's like 60 degrees.
Right.
Cloudy.
But you like hot.
I do. I love hot. Yeah. That's so why I'm like, where's the hot weather at?
Right, right, right. So you didn't mind working in that heat and
no,
everything?
I don't mind working at all, period, ever. I don't care if it's 1,000 degrees.
Yeah?
Get me in front of a camera. Please and thank
you. I'll do my thing.
Yep. I just signed up for a casting website and I submitted myself for like a bunch of projects. Hopefully I get asked to do one of them.
Well, that's the way to do it, though. You know, it's like you throw everything at the wall, hope something sticks, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know how people do this on a daily basis. They just wait.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, you know, being in entertainment is not easy because you don't have the regular income. You know, you don't have security or anything, you know.
Right.
But you know that going in. I hope they do, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I kind of knew that. I didn't know that my first year in the business. I just thought it was going to be like really easy. And then after, but I was in the reality side of things. So it's like kind of different. But then when I got out here, I was like, whoa, wait a second now. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Right. Not easy, man. I mean, there's so many people trying to do the same thing.
Shit, yeah.
You know, going after the same parts.
Same roles.
Same roles.
And it's like, how do they decide?
Money. Yeah.
Like my self-tape audition, probably they looked at it and was like, this chick sucks.
Well, but you'll be right for something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever.
You
know.
You got to make different reels for different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You won't know if you don't try.
Not easy. Yeah, yeah.
I need to buy the professional lighting off Amazon, though. It's like $150 maybe. It's a $150 for the first set and $110 for the second. So it's like $300 total.
Yeah. And that's going to improve your pictures and everything?
Well, yeah, for like reels. Because like that guy came over and helped me. But like, you know when everyone just like everyone's cool until they become a creep? I'm like...
You wanted something
more. I thought he was gay.
Mm.
So, like, I was talking to him about the guy I just hooked up with, and I was asking him advice. And he was like, you gotta play the game. And I go, what exactly is the game? And he goes, I can't give you all my secrets. What am I going to get for my secrets? I go, what do you mean, what are you going to get for your secrets? He goes, what do I get from you? I'm like, you get absolutely fucking nothing but this block button.
Yeah.
And I unfollowed him on everything.
Wow.
Fucking weirdo.
What the fuck is wrong with guys? You know, see, everything is about sex with them, you know? I mean, even if you're attracted to the woman, you don't say that.
Yeah.
You know, she invited you to her house to set up the lighting, right?
And I thought you were into men. I did.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think I guessed yesterday was gay? He was, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? I know. 110%.
Yeah, no, the moment I saw him, I knew. But what a nice guy, huh?
Yeah,
he was how
nice.
Accomplished. I mean, the guy has done some things that are unbelievable at any age, you know,
yeah.
Fashion and stuff. So that was good. But
it's a really hard business to break into.
Yeah, yeah. But he believes in it and he's young. He's got plenty of time to succeed, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I envy people that have kids that start so young, you know?
I know. I know.
My kids are still
my parents are probably like, look at these failures. Look. Look at my 31-year-old daughter.
But you know what? Not everybody makes it early on in their lives. Some people become stars or just start
their careers at like
career like 50, 55.
Tahara P. Henson, I'm fucking up her name. She didn't start till 32. Now she's everywhere. Blown up. Yeah. Superstar.
32 is still young. I'm talking about people starting in their 50s.
No, 32 is right around the corner for me now.
So. Yeah, but it's not old.
No.
By any stretch.
Yeah. I don't really know if I want to act. I just don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
I would really like to interview people.
Okay, so interview people.
I just feel like I'm a little too raunchy. Like all the time.
Well, then you can calm down a little bit.
Right. Keep it professional. Yeah. Keep it classy.
Exactly. Practice and clean language.
True.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if we were on public airwaves, we couldn't say the things we say.
No.
So you really have to watch what you say, you know. Mm-hmm. Here it's a lot easier. You just let it out.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. So, well, cool. So 31 years for you. Does Gabby have any plans or anything? No, huh?
No.
Oh. But isn't she seeing someone?
Yeah, and he's a piece of shit, so.
Really?
Yeah.
According to you or according to her?
No, according to me, and she knows it too. She just doesn't want to admit it.
Really?
He's not like a piece of shit. Like, he's a cool guy. Like, if they were friends.
Right.
Like, he's cool to talk to. Like, I can text him about, like, my guy problems and stuff. Right,
but you don't think he's boyfriend material?
I don't think. One, she's older than him.
Right.
And guys' mentality is just so, even when they're older, is off. So it's like you shouldn't
be mature slowly.
Yeah,
right?
So you shouldn't be going for anyone younger than you.
Yeah,
you should be going for someone older than you.
Right.
Not that I just hooked up with someone 16 years older than me, and I don't know that didn't work out either. So
you never know. The age doesn't have much to do with it, I don't think. You know, it only looks weird, but. But not necessarily. I mean, look, most marriages, the man is older than the woman, right?
My mom was older than my dad.
Yeah.
By like 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Why am I getting distracted? But why are people that know I'm online?
Yeah, on Gabby does that sometimes too. Really? I'm like, I'm so on air. Yeah.
Because we're so Stop used to checking me. Our texts right away, you know?
Yep.
It's crazy. It's crazy, you know? The things we do with our phones and stuff. And I'm really feeling everything is becoming virtual, you know? Nothing is real.
Right.
Everything is inside those screens, whatever. You know, and they're saying, they're talking about suicide rates rising in girls ages 10 to 14.
How do you, for me, it's just mind-boggling
right.
that people are committing suicide at that age. When I was 10, I didn't even know what suicide was.
Right.
It wasn't even like...
You see, today you can find out anything
online. Really? And it's right? almost as if it's like, I don't think someone that young realizes death, what death is.
Right.
I think they think of like the aftermath and all these stories that go viral about somebody that committed suicide, but they don't realize that after you do it and that article is posted, it's not like you're there to see the aftermath. You're gone.
You're
like
gone. You exactly. killed yourself. Exactly. But what people say, it's a long-term solution for a short-term problem.
Yeah, and it's just like, there's nothing in this planet that would ever make me want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's bad days.
Right.
There's shitty days, but tomorrow's a new one. Start right. over.
Some people don't see that. I mean, and maybe, you know, and right away you're thinking, well, it's probably social media because, yeah. You know, why is this happening? You know, and girls right. are probably, they're saying girls are, I mean, they're speculating that it's probably because of social media. Girls can't take the bad comments and,
right.
you know, all the criticism and stuff.
Well, they are on Instagram, supposedly they're getting rid of likes and views because yeah. it is causing depression in children.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at like the superstars.
Right.
Who are getting like 18 million likes and then they're over there getting 18.
Right.
And they so it's like, yeah, and people are getting depressed about it. So Instagram, I don't know when they're going to do it, but supposedly they're taking off
the likes,
views
right?
and likes. The only thing people are going to be able to do is comment.
Right. But isn't the person that's posting or... Somebody gets to see how many likes, yeah?
No, you can't. Because we're not even going to have... No, right now we can.
No, I'm saying after that.
Oh, I don't know. I asked Gabby that. I'm like, are we going to be able to see the likes? Just nobody else will?
Right. I think
and she was like, I don't think so.
I think so. Because I think
no, because that will still get people depressed.
Right.
Because even though you can't see it.
Compare themselves to other people.
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah. I mean, kids are... putting way too much emphasis on this, you know.
Yeah.
And they're saying that suicide is the second leading cause of death in kids 10 to 19 in the United States. The first one is accidents and unintentional injuries. So, and they're saying girls are, like, boys use, like, firearms and stuff to kill themselves. Girls are more with hanging and suffocation. Yeah. I don't know. Would they put a bag on, over their head or
something? Yeah, but wouldn't your first initial reaction for putting a bag over your head is to rip the bag open from the front?
Right, right. I know. I don't know how they suffocate themselves. Maybe carbon monoxide or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's crazy, man. But yeah, kids don't understand this. And but I can imagine a child getting that depressed, you know? I mean, it's depression is not an adult thing, you know?
No.
I mean, it starts early on.
No.
And they don't know what it is. They just think that's me, you know? I mean, with me, it was more with, like, irritability, you know?
Right.
I always thought that's just a personality thing. But then I started taking medication in my late 30s, early 40s, when they finally found the right medication for me. And it's taking care of that, you know?
Right.
And shit, depression. If I start taking my medication now, you'll see me plunge into a fucking deep depression in 3 days. I'm telling you. And it's not easy to come out of it. It's hard to describe how depression is unless you did it, you know?
Right.
Just like maybe with childbirth or something, you know? You can't imagine, if you're a man, what it's like to be pregnant. So it's
or have your
thing.
Period or anything that has to do with womanly. That's why this whole abortion thing in Alabama is mind-fucking-blowing.
It is, you know, and I really,
like how,
I have a lot
how
to say
fucking
about
dare
it.
Men think that they can say anything
okay,
about women's bodies. And right. The shit that they're saying is actually cringeworthy.
Okay, listen.
Like, if a girl can get an abortion,
okay.
then she can handle a rape. Basically, some of them were saying basically that our bodies can reject rape.
Well, listen, first of all, we probably shouldn't get into
this.
Yeah,
I don't think so. It's just going to be like a really
exactly.
Tough,
it's a man versus women thing.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And another is, all I can tell you is many women are against abortion too. What about them? You know,
I have never met one female that was against abortion in my life. Not a single one.
I'll show
one.
You a lot of them.
I don't not in my lifetime have I ever met anyone who was against it.
I'm telling you, it's not men. It's not only men. And besides, it's probably men may not even care as much as women because it doesn't have to do with their bodies. But the argument is, okay, so you gave your side. Let me just give you briefly my side. People are looking at it from a human life point of view. You know, and it's not about the woman's body. It's about there's a life there, you know, and if you can't kill a person and you can't kill yourself, let alone kill an unborn child. And but I do agree with you. There's got to be exceptions.
And not only that, women don't even know they're pregnant till like 6 or 7 weeks in.
Yeah.
Like, well, it takes 4 weeks to even know that your period is missed.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. Right. But
and getting
but
life
no
in
heartbeat.
Prison.
But there's no heartbeat within 4 weeks.
But they're saying you can't get an abortion before like that. You need to get it by 4 weeks.
Well,
I'm like,
know,
that's crazy. We don't even
know
we're pregnant
heartbeat.
At 4 weeks.
There's no heartbeat at 4 weeks.
No,
there's
but,
no way.
Yeah, but most women don't know they're pregnant at 4 weeks. That's what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm saying it's not just that the 4 weeks. You can, you know, it takes a while. So they're not saying, like, do it in 4 weeks, do
they?
Yes,
they are
in
yes,
4 weeks?
Yes, I'm like, no woman even knows they're pregnant at 4 weeks.
Right, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's very charged because it has to do with...
I don't even know how that got passed. Like, how that's even, like, a thing. How that's even, like, legal.
Yeah. Because you're not open to hear the other side.
No, never.
Maybe that's what you say. That's what I'm saying.
It's not fair for anyone in this planet. I don't care if you're a government official or not,
right.
To tell you what you can and cannot do to your body.
Really?
No.
But what about another life?
It's still your body.
No, but it's another life. It's a person. If you don't touch it, if you don't abort it, it's a person, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, and I told you my views on abortion. If it doesn't have a heartbeat, I don't have an issue with it.
Right.
If it does have a heartbeat, I do have an issue with it. But I don't have an issue with it if it's a rape or the doctor says there's
gotta
like
be exceptions.
Going to be some serious medical issues.
If it's the mother, if the mother's life is in danger, if it's unwanted, not unwanted pregnancy, but forced, like rape and incest.
Yeah, but these men are saying that
There's no exceptions?
Yeah, they're saying that even if you're raped, your body can reject rape. Are you fucking serious, dude?
Okay.
Have you tried to rape a woman?
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. They went too extreme, and that's why nobody's going to go along with that.
And it's only in Alabama, right?
I think so, for now. But
so many people are going to be leaving Alabama.
Well, yeah. It's just that, no, I don't think it's going to, they're going to, somebody's going to fight it. And
yeah, I don't think that's going to last long.
It's got to be, no, there's got to be those exceptions. In
and like everyone is petitioning it. Like any for the last like 2 days on my Instagram, it's like every celebrity I follow, everyone is like, fuck this, no. Even men.
Right.
Yeah, so Alabama, fucking assholes.
Well, somebody else can come and change it. You know, it's not about that. But it's just, it goes away. I mean, if it's a blanket thing and you don't give a break to someone who got raped, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong. You know?
I don't know. I just think the whole thing is really sickening. So.
Because I would think, you know, a baby that the mother hates is the worst thing. You know,
what do you mean?
If it's rape, you
oh,
know?
Yeah, then you give birth to it and you can't even look at your own child.
Right, right. So that's terrible, you know. But, a very charged issue. Hard to agree on anything. And it's, again, things are tearing us apart, you know. But, I don't know, man. Fuck this. Let's not talk about abortion.
Don't
leave that for everybody else, you know. I mean, I'm seeing so many people hating on each other on Facebook and stuff with all this bullshit. And I'm like, it's like, nobody's listening to the other side anyway. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter. So you can't solve things like that. You know, nobody wants to negotiate with anybody. Everybody hates everybody. And that's where we are today, you know. It's sad. But that's where we are, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So did you hear they're filming Batwoman now?
Who's Batwoman?
Ruby Rose. She's from Orange is the New Black.
I know who she is.
Really?
But Batwoman...
Kate Kane is her name, cousin of Bruce Wayne. That's who she plays.
I don't know how well that's going to do. Because Catwoman's supposed to be like this sexy, like...
She is very sexy, this one.
Yeah, but she's a lesbian.
Yeah, in the movie, no? Is she really?
Yeah, she's a lesbian. Yeah, really? In real life, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess people are going to see her as sexy in the movie. Not that a lesbian shouldn't be sexy, come on.
No, I'm just saying she gives off like lesbian vibes.
Oh, okay.
Like I unless they like doll her up in a different way, but she was in John Wick 2.
Right.
And even then it was like kind of like lesbian vibes. Not that that's a bad thing, but I'm just saying Catwoman to me is like Anne Hathaway in Dark Knight.
Right.
Basically played Catwoman.
Right, right.
And she had like the long hair, the diamond necklace, like.
Right. But that was Catwoman, this is Batwoman.
Right. Okay. I'm thinking of two different things.
Right.
I'm thinking of Catwoman.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But Batwoman's also pretty sexy in the picture.
Yeah. Let me see it.
Yeah. How am I going to show it to you?
Oh, let me type it in.
Yeah. Put Ruby.
When is it coming out?
Ruby Rose Batwoman. When is it coming out? I don't know. They're not really saying.
She had a bad death in John Wick 2.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I remember John Wick 2 for some reason?
Because you probably didn't watch
it. It's coming to screen this fall.
Damn, they did that quick.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about this.
Oh, so it's her. She kind of looks lesbian with her hairstyle, right? They kind of like chop it up and stuff sometimes.
Oh, yeah. This is her, right?
Let me see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she wearing like a...
She's like really...
Red, black... like a black outfit with red hair?
No, that's not her. That's a cartoon.
No. Oh, wait. I'm so confused
because she has short hair here with a leather jacket on.
Uh-huh.
And then...
No, that's not it.
That's her, though.
Did you put Batwoman in your search, too?
Yeah.
Wow. Look for the trailer, this is her. Then.
So maybe when she puts her costume on, she has red hair. In real life, she has the short...
Right,
like, because she's obviously going to play a regular-ass person.
Right.
And then when she puts this on, maybe she puts... Look at her with the red lip on and the red wig.
Right.
Go,
that's
girl.
That's what I'm saying. You know?
She's beautiful.
Yeah, they dolled her up, really, you know? She is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. When she was on Orange is the New Black, everyone was like, well, I'll be a gay for her. I'll be her lesbian.
Yeah. I kind of liked it. I watched maybe the whole first season.
I watched like one episode and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, it was good, but then I felt it was repetitive all the time. You know, I mean, how far can you take it when you're in the same location all the time?
Right.
In prison, you know?
Right.
But it obviously did very well. Did you ever see Breaking Bad?
No.
No, huh?
No.
I haven't either.
Everyone
but it was the biggest.
With that.
Right. I mean, it's this teacher guy, I think.
Yeah, and he got cancer, and then he opens like a meth lab or something.
Yeah,
right?
He started. It's lab.
Hey, when you're giving a death sentence, I think I'd probably be like, fuck it too. Mm. Let me make money for my family really quick.
I know. You know, do you know who Howard Stern is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So he just came out with his new book called Howard Stern Comes Again. Mm. And
yeah, you told me, and he talked about his cancer scare. And that's
right.
Why
I did tell you.
Yeah.
So he was on The View yesterday, and it's funny because he's saying he has evolved, you know, so he's not the shock jock anymore. And he's proud of his celebrity interviews. So he was on The View and they were like, wow, you used to do this and you were,
right.
And you were, you know, using women. And who was it? The one on The View. What's her name? Do you know all the girls on The View?
The View. Whoopi Goldberg, Adrienne Bailon.
Is that who it is? Adrienne
Bailon. Is she Spanish?
No, she looks kind of like black, no? Or mixed or something?
She could be mixed, but I think she looks more Spanish to me. She's got like blondish kind of brown hair.
No.
I don't know.
I think, no, she talked about him being racist and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. But we can bring it up. I mean, there's Joy Behar.
Yeah.
And there's also Meghan McCain, who is John McCain's daughter.
On The View?
Yeah. She was on The View. Yesterday, maybe she's new now.
Yeah, maybe. I don't really watch The View like that. Like,
right.
But I should be on that panel.
Right.
They should put me on that motherfucker.
Okay.
Wouldn't I be good on there?
Yeah, you'd be great on there.
Yeah.
That's funny, man.
I would be great on there. Gossiping about other motherfuckers? Hell yeah. Give me a seat. Give me a seat at that table.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, but he's so cool, you know. I mean, I just feel that the man, and I'm not the only one. I mean, look how popular he is.
Yeah.
How many people on radio are this popular?
Yeah, he's definitely an icon. Like if you say his name, everyone knows who you're talking about. Yeah.
And he goes on those shows, and everybody's like, "Wow!"
Yeah,
the audience
because they
all love him.
Yeah, I agree. Good for him.
Yeah. So he's done well for himself. He kind of tries to distance himself now from all the shock jocks things that he did.
Right.
And regrets some things and some fights that he had. But, you know, the amazing thing is to see, because Donald Trump used to be on the show a lot, like either in the studio a couple times and then on the phone.
Right.
And he was a totally different person. I mean, it's like, but it's unbelievable some of the things he said.
Who, Donald Trump?
Donald
Trump,
yeah.
Give an example. Like, grab her by the pussy? Did he say that on there?
No. I didn't reach that portion yet, but there was something about a long time ago, Howard Stern, because I guess he had his first book released like in the 90s or something, you know? And so he asked him, you know, and he says, no, I would never run for president. Are you kidding? But people change, you know?
Yeah. You won't run for president. You were the first in line. Shut up. Stupid ass.
Yeah. We'll see how the elections go next year, man. Every 4 years when the elections come, they go, oh, these are the most important ones.
I know.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always important. I mean, shit. So a guy driving a Tesla died when he put it on auto drive.
Isn't this like the second time this has happened?
More than second time, I think. But this one just happened March 1st. A 50-year-old Tesla driver was left dead. And they showed that he had just taken his hands off the wheel. You know? It wasn't even like 30 seconds or something. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. So is that scary or what?
No, I don't have any desire to have a car drive me. I'm perfectly content driving.
I know. A lot of people are like scared of it.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
but
I just don't understand the purpose.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. My cousin has one And he travels a lot around town and stuff. You know, he's in sales. Yeah. So he drives a lot. And he justified getting one because gas cost him just as much, you know, and all that. So he got a Tesla. And he tells me about how he sits in traffic and he's doing something else. He's totally doing something else. He's looking at his phone, texting, shit like that. It's on autopilot. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no. That's not a good look.
But think how many of them aren't having problems, you know? It's pretty cool, you know? But the
yeah, but just that minor chance that your car could have like a... Like, think about it. Like, think about our phones, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we go through like little moments in time where our phones just stop working for a period of a time. It could be 5 seconds, 5 minutes.
Right.
So imagine if your fucking car does the same thing. Right. Technology doesn't work 24/7.
Exactly.
Just like when your internet shuts down for like a day and a half. You can't do anything about it. So what are you going to do when your car shuts down on the 405? Exactly.
Well, that could happen in other things in the car too. I mean, the cars are all computers now.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't know. Think of all the cars that are driving it like that and they don't have an accident. So
I don't know. The risk is not worth it for me. I like driving myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're saying that there was more accidents when drivers were not using the autopilot. Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Well, good for them. I don't really care.
Okay.
Not everyone's going to be on that wavelength. And when it starts becoming a thing where it's like, every car drives itself, I'm probably never leaving my crib.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
Right?
Yeah.
No, but by then it'll be fine. I mean, look, on planes, you're flying today and the plane flies automatically.
I know. That's so scary. It's so freaky.
But why? There's so many computers there. I mean, think about it. When they send a rocket to the moon or wherever, think about that. You know, I mean, it's computers that control everything.
Yeah, no thanks.
You can't, you know. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, computers do better than people do, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just that some things computers don't know yet, you know, that the ability to think, but like we do during driving.
Right.
But fuck, they're getting pretty close.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All those warning systems they have now, and it slows down your car if you're going to hit somebody.
Yeah.
In the new car.
Yeah,
you know?
Or if it's stolen.
Right.
They can, like, stop your car in the middle of wherever they stole it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it's also kind of cool, too, because if you're in an accident and you go off the road or something,
uh-huh,
like that little OnStar or whatever will literally get you help.
Right.
Because imagine if you don't have that, no one would even know.
Yeah.
Like, there's a commercial for that.
You mean if you don't have reception in your phone?
No, I'm saying if you didn't have OnStar in your car.
Right.
I want to get
that. Oh, for the people that steal cars. Okay.
No. But even at so there's a commercial for OnStar, and it's like a car flipped upside down in the woods.
Right.
And the person from OnStar is talking to the female that says, help is on the way.
Oh.
And she's like, thanks so much, because if she didn't have that, she'd be trapped in the woods and she'd die.
Yeah.
So it's like little stuff like that I think is cool.
Yeah.
Like an awesome and probably saving lives. I feel like everyone is capable enough to drive themselves.
Yeah. That's true. Plus, I enjoy driving.
Yeah, same. I do. I don't mind driving. Not on the highway, but I don't mind driving.
Right, right.
Especially with like some music on. Or,
exactly. Yeah. It's fun. You know, you get to see a lot of different stuff.
I wouldn't say fun, but sometimes it could be therapeutic. I don't think I could do more than like 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, I'm like, oh, God, get me out of this car. I gotta go.
Yeah, well, you can stop. That's what I do when I drive far. I stop every hour.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Right? Shit, yeah, who can sit in the car? But some people actually say, I don't stop unless I have to pee. And they drive hours and hours.
Yeah. Or they'll stop and get gas or a snack.
Right.
But you know, it's really dangerous to eat and drive.
Yeah, while you're driving?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I know. I tried it a couple times. It's so distracting. Everything's distracting when you drive. You got to just drive, man.
Yeah.
Just drive.
Everything's distracting. Even having music on sometimes is distracting, because if you think about it, you have your music up loud, and what if someone's like beeping behind you? Sometimes you can't hear it.
Yeah.
Or you're not paying attention to it.
Yeah. I know. What about the people that like vape in their cars and you see that cloud of fucking smoke?
And they can't see shit.
Yeah. But not that. But it's just like, why don't you might as well just tell the cop here, come and arrest me, you know? Because Often it's probably weed. It's
people
weed.
People smoke weed in their car.
Yeah.
Like when I went to Malibu Wine Farms with that guy I used to date, the entire way down we just smoked weed.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The entire way down.
Yeah, yeah. But for the driver to do that, it's very distracting.
Yeah.
To smoke a joint or anything.
Right.
People are fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
No, because this morning I was driving, the guy in front of me, it's like these clouds coming out of his car. I'm like, yeah, you might as well just call the cops, tell them to come. You know? Who the fuck? Let the whole world know you're smoking.
Yeah. But, people don't care.
Yeah, but sometimes I guess it's just the regular vaporizers. They don't give a shit, you know? But
I was trying to make commercials for not vape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're like, my name's Ricky, I'm 14, and I'm addicted to vaping.
Right. Don't do it. And I like the cotton candy flavor.
Yeah. It's like, like, what the fuck? But I guess it's just as bad as, like, smoking weed when you do it that way. Yeah. I mean, not weed, cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because it's hitting your throat directly. Mm. I guess for me, I'm like, if you smoke the actual herb of marijuana, it's like you're smoking a tree.
Right.
And I don't think it's as bad as if you're smoking the straight chemical THC, whatever it is, in a vape.
Right.
I don't know. But somebody smoked it at the restaurant. And
plus, they, you know, to extract the THC from the plant, they have to use all kinds of, like, chemicals and gases and shit. So it's and like that's it's not, bad
Yeah,
for you.
And you're injecting that into your body.
Right.
Just smoke some regular marijuana, y'all.
Exactly. But sometimes you can't, you know, if you're... if you want to be discreet about it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right? Like some people will be like at the restaurant and they'll be like on the patio, off the patio, because you can't smoke on the restaurant, but they're clearly smoking, using their jewels to smoke whatever THC they have. And I'm like, we still know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
We know you're smoking marijuana right now.
Right. But it's okay when it's discreet, when you make a lot of smoke and people can smell it. Fuck, it smells strong, you know?
Yeah, I love the smell of weed,
though.
It
doesn't matter where I fucking smoke. People can always smell it, you know?
I feel like people that are hefty marijuana smokers, they have a really bad odor to them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know a few people that smoke, like, every single day, all day. And
right.
Like, their mouths smell, like, their breath doesn't smell good. I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow.
How does anyone make out with
but
you?
But that's maybe because they don't take care of themselves, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, look, I smoke a lot. Do I smell like that?
No, you don't smell. Okay. You don't smell like cigarettes either. And right. There was some lady on the elevator at the beginning of the week who you could tell, like, smoked a cigarette right before she got
right,
home.
And it's strong, right?
Smells. So
you reek.
Bad. Yeah. But I've never smelled cigarettes on you.
Yeah.
So, I would tell you smell.
I know. People would tell me. I mean, my God, you know?
You know I would.
I got enough people around me that would say that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, thank goodness. I mean, with me, it's like hygiene is very important.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like it takes me 20 minutes to get ready for bed.
Mm.
You know?
Getting ready for bed is a long process. You got to wash your face, put on moisturizer, floss and brush,
right?
Use the mouthwash,
exactly.
Pick out what pajamas you want to wear, brush
exactly.
Your hair.
That's 20, 25 minutes.
110%.
That's what it takes me.
So when I get home from work and it's late, I'm like, I still got to like do this whole process of getting ready for bed.
Yeah, and I use a cleanser for my face because, you know, you have from all day all the fucking shit and oils.
Right, yeah.
And so you feel clean going into bed, you
know?
Right. And I think that's very important. You know, some people just crash.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe most people just crash. But, yeah, I have to have my routine, you know? Definitely a routine. So, okay, so we talked about the Batwoman and... We talked about the abortion and everything, which we don't really want to talk about.
Okay.
Let's see. What else is going on, man?
I gotta find a place that sells Keds.
Sells what?
Keds. You know what Keds are?
No. Shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm literally Googling right now, where can I buy Keds? I want to get them for work.
You know, you can go to... there's Off-Broadway in Hollywood. Have you ever been there?
The parking there is like...
No, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's like across from In-N-Out and next to Chick-fil-A.
They have a huge parking lot in the back. It's always empty.
I don't think they would have Keds.
I don't know if we're talking about the same one. Call them. What have you got to lose? They've got everything. They've got all the high-end brands for less money. What do you care? Well, try DSW, one of those, you know.
Oh, Kohl's. Is there a Kohl's around here?
You can look it up and Yelp or something. Not around here that I know of.
Oh, yeah. North Ridge. Where the fuck is that?
Oh, that's not too far from here. 20 minutes.
No, I don't have 20 minutes to wait.
It'd take you farther from
where you still got to friggin'. I still got to go to, I still got to get ready for work. So I'm like, yeah. I just
you
wanted
to do it today?
Well, I just have this outfit that I wanted to wear tonight that I was going to wear. Yeah, I was going to wear Keds with. But honestly, it's not that serious. I guess I can order them offline, but I just don't know if I would be like a 3 or a 3.5. And I could get all white Vans, but Vans get really uncomfortable after like an hour or two of wearing them. They're just like I love the way Vans look, but they like fuck up the back of my ankles. And I have my birthday tomorrow and I'm going to be in heels. I'm like, I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, yeah. So what you can do is. But online, you're not going to get it
today. Yeah, no, no. I'm probably in my mind just going to convince myself the kids isn't working out today.
Yeah, do you want to make the effort? You
know? Right.
Wow. Yeah. So, what movie did I watch last night? I always freaking forget what I start watching because I never watch beyond the first...
5 minutes.
5 minutes, and then I don't like it, you know? I don't know what's going on. Oh, you know which one? Evan Almighty. Have you seen that one?
No.
With Steve Carell?
No.
That Morgan Freeman comes as God, and he tells him, go and build an ark.
Oh, yeah. I like that movie. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. You know, I thought, what the hell?
Yeah,
you know?
And everyone thought he was a nutcase.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. That was a cute movie. I mean, I wouldn't watch it, like... I wouldn't like buy it or watch it 1,000 times, but if it's like on TV when I'm cleaning or something, I'll leave it on.
Yeah.
I think that's literally like I've watched it once and then I watched it recently again because it was on TV when I was cleaning.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this movie's cute.
Now, didn't, what's his name? Jim Carrey. Didn't he have?
Yeah. Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. Mm-hmm.
But he was God.
He was God. Okay, so this guy's Noah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a sequel in a way.
Yeah, kind of. Or the same producer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Morgan Freeman was in Jim Carrey's too.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was actually God.
So it is a sequel in a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. And I've seen both of them.
There was a few movies, three of them actually, Oh God. And that was way back when I was a kid, you know. But
I've never heard of that one.
With George Burns, and he was an old actor too. But it was funny as hell too. I mean, those were good movies. I like movies when that have to do with God, you know.
Right.
It's kind of like they're usually comedies, you know. But it's funny. It's funny to see. So, just the last few minutes. I guess Sarah Jessica Parker slams the National Enquirer because they're speculating her marriage is in trouble.
I didn't even know she was married.
To Matthew, what's his name? Matthew Broderick. You don't know him?
It sounds very familiar.
Yeah, he was in a lot of movies like Ferris Bueller Day Off.
Oh.
That actor.
He was Ferris Bueller, right?
Yeah, he was
Ferris Bueller. I didn't know they were married.
Yeah.
Wow.
22 years.
That's wild.
Right. So I guess the paper says that they were spotted in a public screaming match in London. But
hey, it happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're getting a divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
Just means they got caught in a heated debate. Right. Even B.
I don't know, man. They'll say anything on the National Enquirer, you know?
Yeah.
But I do have to admit that many times they started maybe rumors or something, and then it actually happened, you know? So you knew they were right.
Right.
Because they're not always wrong, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they sometimes do get a hold of witnesses and shit like that. But they're not reliable because they pay for stories, you know?
Right.
And they figure newspapers should not pay for stories. You know, because then they're like biased. So
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, because if someone pays you, you have to say certain things. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
That is very true.
And finally, I was So there was one of the interviews in Howard Stern's book was with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And the guy's like so sarcastic, but you know what? He's a genius in a way, you know? I mean, look what he's done. And the big news is that after he decided to take his show off the air, like, because he did it when...
Right.
When he was at the top of his game, right?
You're talking about Howard Stern, right?
Right. Okay. No, I'm talking about Howard Stern interviewing Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. And they were talking, so Howard was interviewing him. And apparently Jerry Seinfeld was offered for another season $100 million. $100 million he turned it down.
Oh my God! I would never turn down $100 million.
Right?
Nope.
For one
fucking season. That's but really he, not that it, much time.
I know, but he said he didn't want it to be like I don't know. He felt it was going to actually be worse than what it was so far. You know, because
why was it already getting bad?
No, maybe he just felt that he doesn't want to wait around till it gets bad, because eventually everything, you know.
Yeah, but one season. It's not like they're asking him to do 10.
Right.
What an idiot.
Right.
Yeah, dumbass.
Yeah, but think how much money he has anyway.
It doesn't matter, and you could have had more money.
Right, but, you know, maybe he's got a principle there, you know. He wants people to remember him at his top of his game. What can he do, you know? You don't know what goes through people's minds.
You really don't.
Especially when they have a lot of money, you know? Shit, man. I guess we'll never find out what it's like. Well, that's not true,
hey,
man.
Hey, speak it into existence.
Exactly, and besides, you're still young. You got many years to come by some money. You never know when that'll happen.
Hopefully so. Let's go.
Maybe I will too. All I can tell you is all my inheritance is being wasted now. And not wasted, but spent on caregivers for my mom.
Yeah.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching it's like watching the meter go down and down and down.
Mm-hmm. You got to do what you got to do for the people you love.
You got to do what you got to do. You know, you look at it as until they're dead, it's their money, you know? You can't take any of it.
No, definitely not.
Although it sucks when people wait until they're dead to give you money. You know what I mean? Why not give it to me why wait so long, you know, if you're going to give me the money anyway?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a principle.
No, but I mean, look, if you have an opportunity to invest the money in something, you know, once the parents are very old, it doesn't really matter.
I suppose. So
because then it makes it like you're waiting for them to die. You know, some people are like that.
I know, that's horrible.
I know, isn't that? It's the worst. It's the worst. Man, I miss my dad, I got to tell you. I was thinking about him today because someone I know lost his father too. And it's hard to comprehend a person not coming back ever, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to end this weekend vibe talking about death, so let's not.
You're just starting the weekend vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and the
show's
about to be over, and I don't want to end it on, let's talk about death and how it's like no one's coming back.
Okay, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, let's so we'll not bring
about,
it there.
Okay, so we'll talk about John, what's the movie called?
John Wick.
John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'll tell us Monday how it was, right?
Yes, I'm for sure going on. And Sunday's supposed to be a rainy day. Perfect. Yeah. I'm going to put on a hoodie and some sweatpants. I'm going to go to the movie theater by myself.
There you go. Well, happy birthday to you,
Thank
Danny.
Thank you.
You know, 31 years, that's quite an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you a lot of continued success, you know, in everything that you want.
Thanks.
You know? And I should have brought a cake or something.
No, I don't like dessert like that. You know that.
Okay, but I should have. Yes, I probably would have brought it, and then we'd be, it would have meant anything anyway.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But you know what? I'm bad that way. I gotta admit. I love giving things, but I don't remember dates.
Yeah.
So I gotta put them on my phone, you know? I mean, I don't understand why. I have a memory problem and I don't do anything to help it.
Yeah.
I don't put reminders, you know, which I should.
That's all on you.
Yeah.
That's all on you.
It's all on you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for listening. As always, have a great weekend, and we'll be here on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.